Chapter 14, Alex's Powers. The opening of the espresso bar at the La Mañana was a week away, and Juanita was very busy. Rufa and Alex went out for their early morning walk when something unusual happened. A car pulled up alongside them, and two men got out. That they were up to no good was immediately apparent. One man had a gun and the other a rolled-up gunny sack and was coming toward Alex with the intent of kidnapping him. Rufa bit the first man in the ankle and was very tenacious. The man couldn't shake him off. The man with the sack was thwarted when Alex spread his wings. Alex felt something strange arising within him and in a loud voice said, "Stop!" The man with the gun fell to the pavement and was still. The man with the sack was frozen in position, and then he, too, just crumpled to the ground. A passing motorist had observed the attempted kidnapping and called the police. The police called an ambulance, which hauled the two kidnappers away. The ambulance attendants just shook their head. They'd never seen anything like it. The police took a report when Alex and Rufa returned to the house. There was a woman there. She was wearing cold weather gear. She seemed quite disoriented. She said her name was Liz Alexandra. After some confusing jumps across time zones by phone and by internet, word reached South Georgia Island by way of London that Liz was safe and in Rawson, Argentina. Even though it was not good flying weather, the helicopter took off and gained enough altitude to relay a message to the team on Island E. They couldn't believe Liz was in Argentina. Juanita came home right away when she heard the news of the attempted kidnapping. Alex told her what he knew and then introduced her to the still very puzzled Liz. All Liz remembered was going to sleep in the cave with the intention of getting up early. How she was suddenly transported to Rawson was a mystery. While Liz and Juanita talked, Alex reflected on recent events and decided that it seemed more and more likely that he was not of this world. By some means, like Liz, he traveled across space and time. That mysterious mechanism seemed even more likely when he learned weeks later that the Sethite settlement on the island was fairly recent. There was nothing to indicate they'd been there hundreds or thousands of years. And then there was a matter of the two men now under watch at a local hospital who'd been stricken by his word. He was going to have to be careful. When Glenn received a letter from Juanita about these events, he grew quite concerned. Like Alex, he realized there was something going on that was very powerful. She was with Alex much of the time. What if he should say or do something that would bring harm to her? While she and Alex were very close, it was also apparent that Alex had no idea of the extent of his powers. Glenn lost sleep worrying. Juanita saw to it that Liz was supplied with the basic necessities of life, like several changes of clothes, toiletries, and a light sweater to replace the heavy jacket. The local paper ran a story, "Missing Woman Found in Rawson." Down in the body of the story, it was related how she had just suddenly appeared. It didn't cause much of a stir in Patagonia, but when a clipping service picked up the story and it got to Hollywood, it raised eyebrows. Our man from Hollywood girded his loins, so to speak, and was on the next available flight to Argentina. The grand opening of Café Alex took place as scheduled. It drew many people from town and most of the tourists. There had been a great thirst for espresso and lattes and cappuccinos. When there was a lull in the great buzz of the day, if you listen carefully, you could hear local businessmen kicking themselves for not having thought of the idea first. The carpenters and cabinet makers were already at work on the fixtures for Café Alex No. 2 in Trelew. Alex was very proud of Juanita, but he excused himself to go to the hospital to visit the men who'd attempted to kidnap him. There was a deputy outside their room. Alex asked him if they knew who the men were. The deputy said no. They weren't local men. The doctor accompanied Alex into the room. He said the men had a condition something like shock. It was unlike anything he'd ever seen and didn't respond to the usual treatments. Alex said to them, "You are okay. You are getting better." Both men stirred a bit after he'd spoken, and the doctor didn't know what to think. When the nurse took their vital signs, they were, in fact, better. Some temporary papers were issued by the British Embassy for Liz so she could travel. She said goodbye to Alex and Juanita and boarded a flight to Buenos Aires. In a few days, she would be back in London. All of the team members had been to Island E and back. They'd found a place outlined with stones that looked very much like a burial mound. They moved them aside and dug. In a shallow grave were the skeletons of two birds that appeared to be penguins. There were some dusky green feathers that hadn't decomposed. Owen wondered if they might have found the grave of Alex's parents. All who'd spent a night in the cave had strange dreams. They wondered if there was something that was causing it, or perhaps just the suggestion that if others had strange dreams, they should have them too. All felt there was something there that they couldn't see or measure. A typical person would be scared. Scientists always seek an answer to the unknown. Unfortunately, the kind of equipment they needed to do a thorough investigation was thousands of miles away. While waiting for the next survey ship to come with supplies and pick them up, they all got a chance to go to Bird Island across the channel from South Georgia Island. There they saw Macaroni and Gentoo penguins, wandering albatrosses, petrels, prions, and seals. Only two of them could go at a time, as the research station had only two extra cots.